With picture windows, a view of the Chugach Mountains, and a big screen TV, the front room of the Anchorage Community Health Services Center building downtown is a living room for the homeless. About 24 or so people spend their days in the large, airy room, overlooking Brother Francis Shelter and Beans Cafe, where they can shower, read, and relax. John Spurbeck is a manager with the Anchorage Community Mental Health Center.
We've got a number of chairs and television and laundry and computers for people to get out and look for work or to look for educational opportunities, and then also for housing.
Right now, the organization just hosts the homeless during the day. 25 people are allowed inside at a time, and 60 or so people visit the room each day. Spurbeck hopes the space will soon double as a small nighttime overflow shelter, especially for those with severe mental illness. He says for the mentally ill, the main downtown shelter, Brother Francis, can be overwhelming.
Those folks aren't going to tolerate a large shelter setting as much so as they would be able to a smaller setting like what we're proposing here.
Mental illness can be exacerbated by the large shelter setting, says Spurbeck. The organization he works for proposes housing 12 to 20 people overnight for 8 of the coldest months each year. It's something that Susan Bomolaski, the director of Catholic Social Services, which runs Brother Francis Shelter, says is sorely needed.
Provide a shelter for those individuals that have cognitive impairments, mental health difficulties, to provide them safe shelter with staff that are trained in how to manage their behaviors and how to, you know, deal with people that have those challenges.
Bomolaski says historically, people with severe mental illness have been housed with the main population, which has caused increasing problems as the homeless population has grown over the past few years.
At Brother Francis Shelter, we can have 240 people there. That's our capacity with two staff. So any one person that's there, let's say they may have some kind of paranoia, they may have delusions or hallucinations, they may think somebody is picking on them when they're not. Any of those disruptions take the attention of the staff away from working with those other 239 people.
Anchorage Community Mental Health has caseworkers trained to work with those suffering from mental illness and behavioral health problems. People with mental health issues make up an estimated 1/3 of the shelter population. That's too many to house at the new shelter, but Bomolaski says removing the most vulnerable is a step in the right direction. Brittany Matero works on homelessness issues for the municipality and is also on the board of the Anchorage Coalition to End Homelessness. She says it's a unique opportunity.
Anchorage Community Mental Health Services might have this chance to actually be able to do some case management, help to look at treatment options, long-term housing, to have engagement on a level that we have not been able to really have engagement.
The Coalition to End Homelessness is working with the Anchorage Community Mental Health Center to find funding for the new shelter. Stakeholders say it will cost an estimated $300,000 a year, but could save the city money in the long run. They hope to have the shelter up and running by the new year. In Anchorage, I'm Daisha Eaton.